Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And
hello.
Welcome to Don't No Fuck Wrong One. Hello and welcome to Top Five, the Patreon only podcast. All right, Josh, I'll sit down with a good buddy and we discuss the top five of a topic. And today it's my very, very good buddy. It's Ben Lomas.
Yay!
Welcome.
We have not spent this much time together since festival.
I know, it's
and
been fun.
Didn't see each other for a good month afterwards.
Good month? No. When's the last time? Oh, you came to my birthday drinks.
Okay, birthday. Which was, to be honest, a lot of fun. It's not often we're all in the same room together.
No.
And it got loose. It got wild.
I drank a lot of whiskey. It's the first time I drank since, I think I may have had one drink during Comedy Festival one night, and that was it.
Do you know what I know? Because, of course, I don't drink. I've never drunk. Lies. But it was funny seeing everyone. You hold it very well.
I didn't realize I was that drunk until Carl Chandler drove me home. And I was sitting in his back seat. He had a fucking table in his back seat. And so there was no room. And he almost tried to go, no, I can't drive. I'm like, I can do it. And Harley's like, yeah, I fit in the back. You can fit in the back, Josh. So Harley was in the front. I was in the back. And from where we were to my house, it was like 10-minute drive away.
Yeah.
Carl could not believe it. He was like, this is the furthest I've ever been in Melbourne.
I don't think he's ever ventured that far north.
No, because he lives in Hawthorne. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, that's all he wants to do, is live there. And then it was like, oh, you live in like zone three. I'm like, it's the end of zone one, mate. Like, it's the end of the line. But I can't remember telling him how to get to my house.
Jesus, okay.
But then I got into bed and I was fine. Like, and then I woke up on the floor. So I'd fallen out of bed. I woke up.
Fuck.
The impact of hitting the ground made me vomit and I vomit in my mouth. And then I had to get up. And because I'd just taken my clothes off at the side of my bed, I kind of tripped over clothes with vomit in my mouth, got to the toilet and just went all over the floor.
Fuck.
My wife was amazing, got up and went, all right, put a robe over me because I was just head in the bath, cleaned up what she could. Because she was worried because she's like, your mum's staying, you're naked, just want to see her son, 40 years old, naked, vomit.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he's head in the toilet. And so, and then the whole next day, I just stayed on the couch. Mum was so ropeable. She was like, I come over for your birthday. And I'm like, well, you came over so I can go out. This is what happens.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
totally.
Going out, so.
And it was your 40th.
Like, 40th, yeah.
Well, that's like, you know, the big 4-0.
So I've said no more drinks unless I'm drinking wine with Beck at dinner. That's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was always my new one. If when I was going to turn 40, we were supposed to be in the south of France.
Yeah.
And I was going to have my first drink and I was going to be back with Maya. I was going to have a rosé. Don't judge me. But that didn't happen. So there goes another year.
Speaking of. Now, for your 40th, we all pitched in and got you money for a sauna.
Yes.
I was at a hotel on Thursday, took the family for a staycation in the city, stayed, and there was a sauna in the like hotel, which was operating.
Yep.
I was in the pool with my kids. A guy kept on coming out, getting water from the pool to tip on the thing. And I was like,
no.
That's going to be chlorine. You're going to burn your fucking eyes. Because he had a wine bottle. And I thought, he walked in with a wine bottle.
That's the worst thing you can do to us. It fucks the sauna for starters.
He walked in with a wine. And we all thought, oh, he's drinking wine in the sauna. I'm like, what a holiday. This guy's
buddy!
Yeah. But then he tipped it. Like, and then he came out 5 minutes later and filled it up with the, because he went out to the bathroom one time and came back with it full again. Well, oh, he's just filling it up with water to put on the stones. And then he did that like twice, and then obviously it was too far to walk, so he just would fill it up with the pool water.
No, that's so bad. That's someone who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
No.
Oh, because, yeah, okay, so say that. You know what I did yesterday? I took all the saunas, all the rocks out of my sauna.
Yeah.
And then rearranged them to increase the heat and the longevity of my heater. And then cleaned it. Like Maya goes, I've never seen you just look after something so well.
That's such a dad thing to do as well.
Mate, it's like it's that. I've got a bike roof rack.
Yeah.
And then you know what's stored in my car the whole time? Binoculars. Yeah. I am peak dad.
I was gonna say golf clubs.
Yeah.
All right, but we're not talking about saunas, we're talking about drinking. Today we're talking about the top five jobs that we have had.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm excluding comedy from it.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, great.
Doesn't count. Number one. Well, let's see how it goes for another 5 years.
Yeah.
All right. Go.
So I'm going to start it off. I'll start off with my number five.
Okay.
This is my very first job.
Which I've done with mine as well.
Great. Okay, first job working at Exodus Cutters in Burnie. I was...
Exodus Cutters?
Exodus spelled X-O-D-U-S.
Cool.
I was not even an apprentice hairdresser. I was a junior in there, answering phones, sweeping the floor, getting coffees, washing hair. That's what I would do.
Oh.
And this was at the end of year 10.
I just love it that I just thought it was just going to be in a sawmill.
No.
Like, you know, fucking that cut rainforest wood, along the Franklin, bring it up to Burnie, let's shove it down.
But it was, so my friend BJ Miller, his sister Lisa.
Great name.
Yeah. Brent John was his name.
BJ Miller.
I know. BJ Miller. So his sister Lisa, her, like, she was working there. She'd just finished her apprenticeship. And look, when I was in year 10, I had blonde tips and used to
the Shane Hill of Burnie.
Yeah, take care of my appearance. And she was like, hey, you should work in our salon. You should get a job in the salon because I think her parents own the
salon. How old were you?
Year 10, so I was 15.
Okay.
15 years old. And I went in there for the interview. I knew what Exodus meant. Like, I was like, oh, so it's like, I know it's a biblical thing, but it means like going out, coming out. And I'm like, that's it. Oh, great. Someone gets the name in this town.
Yeah.
And they pretty much offered me an apprenticeship there. My parents are like, you have to take that. That's a job. You don't need to finish school. You've got a job. You go to school to get a job. You've got a job. And then they're both like, and you can travel with this? Hair's the same everywhere. You can cut hair wherever you are.
To be honest, I can actually picture you as a hairdresser.
Well, I was like, oh, do I do this? Oh, I don't know. And then that summer, I had a little bit of money, but then because I had a little bit of money, I was having fun with my friends. And yeah. I was like, oh, they're all going to school. They're all finishing at 11, 12. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to be. And I thought, I want to go to uni. And so I thought, yeah, I'm going to. And also, I was like, if I stayed there, I would have fucking.
You would have stayed there.
I'd be in Burnie. I'd still be in Burnie.
True, but he'd probably have a very successful salon and bought a couple of properties and things would be looking up for you, buddy.
But it was a good job. But I had a teacher come in and I had to wash her hair and I was like, nah, this is fucked. And I think I've even said this on the pod before as well.
That is fucked.
The woman I worked with, Brenda Bragg, she's a lovely woman. But
another great name.
Yeah, BB. She had to pull, she said, oh, watch this, Josh, because I was washing hair a lot. My hands were really like dry at the end of the day. And she goes, oh. And she pulled her hair, like about a foot long hair, out of her palm. It had coiled under the, because when your hands are wet, your pores are open. And with the hair had coiled under it. And she just pulled it out and said, yeah, that happens quite a lot with hairdressers. So,
mate, that's fucked.
And I was like, all right, I've quit.
Cool. Uni, well, sounds like a good idea.
All right, that was my number five. Your number five.
All right, so my first job, which is very stereotypical, is paper round.
Oh.
Now, I was the local paper boy in North Carlton. And my best friend, Lachlan, who lived across the road, he had it. I said, well, I need some money. And so I said, I could do it on Fridays and Saturday mornings. And I was the worst paper boy. Of all time.
Were you on a bike?
So I was on a bike.
And pushy?
And so the thing is, they weren't rolled up. They were flatted. They were done in quarters.
Yep.
So you could then throw them like a Frisbee. And it was great. Like, it was amazing. You had a list. And then you had, like, you were stacked with, like, at least 200 papers. And you'd have to do two runs back and forth.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. Like, I hated waking up in the morning. But you got up there. You got on your bike. You packed your bike. And then you'd throw them like Frisbees. And then they'd land on the veranda. And they would go. Like, loved it.
What were you getting paid?
Now, this is the thing. No consistency.
Yeah.
So at the end, it could be, I remember the most I ever got paid for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and at the end of the Saturday, I got $25.
Yeah.
Like nuts. Insane, right.
Because my brother was a paper boy as well, but he would only do it on Sunday mornings. So it was the Sunday Tasmanian he would go, and he'd...
Which would be one paper, one piece of paper.
Yeah, it was not much. No, although I think it was... I think they're connected to the Herald Sun. It's the same News Corp, whatever it is. And so it had the football lift out. So that's what it pretty much was.
Yeah.
But my dad would have to drive him to the news agency because it was too far. And then Brenton would deliver all the papers, and then Dad... And this is before mobile phones. So Dad would have to then go, all right, I reckon you're going to be finished by this time. I'll come and pick you up. And if it was raining, which fucking Tasmania, it was raining a lot, Dad would go, all right, I'll drive you along. Like, all right, here we go.
What a legend.
We'll get to this street, go in, take all the papers. Yeah. But I don't know, do they still do paper
boys?
No, they do.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's less of it, but there are still people of that generation that still want to actually do it in a manner where it's like, oh, I get the physical paper.
Yeah.
Because when I did the Saturday, which in Melbourne is the Saturday Extra, that thing fucking weighs 1.5 kilos. And so I could only fit about 4 of them on the bike. And then you couldn't throw them like a frisbee. You'd have like a double handler, so let go of it. And I remember one day I was just like trying to just throw it over a fence. So I got off the bike and I threw it and went straight through someone's window. Oh. Right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.